very pleasant, good, thrilling Thursday morning to you as we welcome you in to Let's Talk. That's the name of this little program. It's, you know, with me, Jeff Byers, and this fellow over here, Scott Giese.
Hello.
And you can join said program by calling this very number, 814-954-7266. 814-954-7266.
Another nice day in the Valley of Happiness.
You got that right.
Getting spoiled here. Just getting a little spoiled.
Boring. We love it.
Boring. Okay, bud. Just wait. It's coming.
No. All right. Get out of here with that.
We got a busy show. A little different today.
Yeah. All right.
Now, we have some open line time.
Well, we're a little different, so probably fits well.
We're hugely different. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding? We're going to save the heavy subject, if you will, for next hour, for the 9 o'clock hour. And, of course, there's plenty of heavy subjects to talk about.
We did get word that the good folks that run the station have agreed on reconciliation, and we are not shutting down the station as of tomorrow. They have worked it out, ladies and gentlemen, so we're very, very excited.
Here, I was going to take a vacation or
that
something.
That opportunity.
God forbid. Yeah, big layoffs, mm-hmm. You and me. That's about it. Anyway, so we got lots to go over. We'll have our sports segment, of course, coming up in like 20 minutes. And then right after that, we're going to have a guest joining us in the studio, and I arranged this guest for my partner.
Thank you.
All right. I arranged. When this came up, they contacted us, and I'm like, sure, why not? All right. I knew my partner would be giddy. He would love this. He'd be all excited.
Opportunities abound.
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yep.
So there is a local group, or I guess a regional group, that is forming an adult wrestling club.
Hey, now.
Now, this does
cover the kids' ears for this, now, again, this part of the
this
program.
This does not involve mud, oil, or Jell-O.
Oh.
Okay. Did I break your heart? I'm terribly sorry. No, this is an actual adult wrestling club. And so our guest is Kevin Glossner, who's one of the folks in charge. And we're going to find out from Kevin, what is this? Why are you doing this? Why, you know, adults and wrestling. Now, all right, you're Mr. Wrestling. You announced wrestling. You did wrestling when you were in school, correct? High school or junior?
Very poorly, but yes.
Very,
yes,
okay. I did. Well, mine was very, very poorly, okay? Mine was gym class, okay? I wasn't on a team. Are you kidding? I was terrible. So gym class in high school and probably, yeah, junior high, too. Of course, that was, I mean, God forbid, that was a different era back then, right? I don't, you know, do schools do a lot of the same stuff that we did, 40, 45, 50 years ago? Maybe, maybe not. When it comes to, I'm talking about gym class. You know, what do they do in gym class? You know, do they still do this? We had to run the mile. Did you have to run the mile? We had to run the mile. And you were supposed to run the mile in a certain time or under a certain time.
Yeah.
And if you did, you got an A or whatever, you passed. And if you didn't, well, I always did. I didn't have a problem running a mile. But then we would do, okay, let's do wrestling. And I'm like, oh, jeez, do I have to? I'm terrible. And so I'd get rolling around on the mat with a buddy, and, you know, he would get a takedown, and that's it. Okay, we're done. And like, okay, can we move on to baseball or something, please? So we're going to have a guest about adult wrestling, which we just think that's kind of interesting. So Kevin is going to join us later this hour, and maybe you would have an interest in this. There's no age limit, as far as I know. All right? In other words, if you're older. So we'll find out more about that coming up later this hour. That'll be kind of interesting. All right. Some quick things here for this morning. Again, tonight is the big night. Okay, did you know that? Tonight is the big night. If you're willing to stay up late, it's the blood moon night. Ooh. All right. Lunar eclipse tonight. And apparently across the United States, it's going to be really good, assuming, A, you have clear skies, or we have clear skies. Like right now, I took my my guy Domino out early this morning to, you know, do his biz, and it was clear, and there was this big, beautiful full moon in the western sky. And I'm like, whoa, that looks really awesome. Is that going to happen tonight? Well, we'll see. Might be a little cloudy tonight. But there's a lunar eclipse tonight, and what happens with the lunar eclipse, the Earth gets between the sun and the moon, but it won't actually sort of be an eclipse like it disappears. You'll be able to see the moon, but it's supposed to either turn red or rusty colored tonight. Ooh, that'll be pretty cool. The only bad thing is you got to stay up past midnight to see it. It's like, no! Apparently totality? Like the best view of this blood moon tonight, if it's clear and you can see it, it's supposed to be like 3 a.m. or thereabouts. It's going to start, off the top of my head, it's going to start at like 12:30. The totality is like 2:45 or something like that. And then it's all over by 4:30 or something like that tomorrow morning. So if you really want to go outside and see this thing, yeah, you're going to have to stay up late. Okay, send me pictures, please. That would be very nice. But if you're up for that, and if the skies are clear enough tonight, it should be quite a view. You don't need the funky glasses. Okay, this is not a solar eclipse. This is a lunar eclipse. Remember the solar eclipse? What was that? Last April. All right? Where did you go? You went somewhere.
We went to Medlar Field at LeBron Park.
That's right. And all the folks there with their funky glasses on.
Yep.
The day was a bit disappointing.
And for 2 seconds, we got to see it.
It was cloudy. Yeah. You know, it was rather disappointing here.
It was still fun.
Other places, like, whoa. For the lunar eclipse, you don't need the, if you want to wear the funky glasses, that's up to you. If you still have them from last year. Otherwise, just go out and enjoy it, but after midnight. So, there we go. There is supposed to be a big storm system heading our direction, but once again, it looks like we're gonna miss the worst of it. That keeps happening this season, which is, I don't know, fascinating. But, today through Sunday, severe weather from California all the way across the country. Southern California apparently is going to get like big rain. So they're going to have mudslides, which is not good. Blizzard conditions across the plains today and tomorrow. Thunderstorms and possible tornadoes in the Midwest and the Southeast. And then by Sunday, it's going to hit us and maybe we'll get an inch of rain on Sunday and that's it. So the worst of this is going to go, whoop, someplace else. Again, now you may be happy about that, Mr. Boring Weather.
Uh-huh.
Now our friend Joe Bastardi, he's probably like, yeah, you know, here we go, baby, you know, that sort of stuff. We'll have Joe on again Monday, and we'll do like a post-mortem. Okay, Joe, what'd you think about the big storm? Well, it didn't head here. So listen, that's on Monday. All right, so we'll listen for that. Now, I did a little checking yesterday, but not in person. All right. First off, if you noticed, now this is good news, I guess, right? Inflation down in February. How about that? Wow. It's down to just 2.8%. Was 3% in January. Lower than analysts expected. Ooh. All right. What has gone down? Well, the price of gasoline has gone down. The price for not all, but a lot of groceries has gone down. Apparently, housing prices have gone down a little bit. Okay, that's all good. What about eggs? All right, now I mentioned this yesterday, that the price of eggs is starting to go down from ridiculous heights. All right, again, I went to the store two weeks ago, whenever it was. I actually bought a dozen eggs, and it cost me $8 for a dozen eggs. I'm like, oh, my gosh, are you kidding me? $8. Okay. Well, apparently that is going down now. Again, this is all about this avian flu thing. The current policy that is that, you know, if a hen somehow is test positive for this flu, you take out all the hens in a flock. Just take them all out. Yeah. I learned something from reading a story. Was this yesterday or 2 days ago? Of course, there, you know, you may have noticed there's plenty of chickens. Have you noticed that? Like, if you go to the store and you want to get, you know, chicken breast or something, there's plenty of chicken. All right? The chicken prices are fine. Now, you might be scratching your head like, no, wait a minute. The egg prices are through the roof. The chicken prices are fine. That makes no sense, right? Well, keep in mind, there's two different kinds of chickens. You got laying chickens, and you got so-called broiler chickens. Now, broiler chickens, that's the ones we eat. Chicken breast, chicken thighs, chicken leg, chicken wing, right, Mr. Chicken Wing?
Yeah. Love the chicken wings.
Are you doing that this afternoon?
Quite possibly, now that you put it in my head,
oh,
yes.
Well, you're doing your show there, and you do it at Quaker Steak. So
yes.
There you go, chicken wing. I figure they just give you chicken wings every time you show up.
We like to mix it up. They have great chicken tenders. They have a great the steak salad is
okay. You like
marvelous?
That,
yes.
All right, free plug for those folks. Mm-hmm. There we go. There are apparently three times as many broiler chickens as there are layer chickens. So while this avian flu has been taking out a lot of layer chickens, apparently it hasn't done nearly as much with the broiler chickens. So that's why egg prices are ridiculous, while the regular, you know, chicken breast, chicken thighs, are you're like, well, this is fine. This isn't a ridiculous price on these things. That's the reason why. You got two different groups of chickens. Now, I did not go to a store yesterday, but I thought, wait a minute, Scott, you're an idiot, all right? You've got your gadget here. I am an idiot, by the way. In fact, I'm going to call this up right now. Wait a minute, I've got some supermarket apps on my fancy phone. So I went to one. I won't name the store.
I'll tell you one of the supermarket apps that I really like are the mozzarella sticks. Really, really big fan.
That's on your phone
of the apps.
Yep,
no. At the supermarket.
Oh, okay. I see.
We take those home. We heat them up. And here's a little tip.
Yeah.
Marinara sauce for the mozzarella sticks.
Like
we came
that?
Up with this idea.
Okay.
On our own, we were sitting there thinking, you know what we could do? We could dip these mozzarella sticks in marinara sauce. Just a little pro tip for you, kids.
Thank you. I will try that the next time I'm out.
Yeah, we come up with all kinds of creative ideas like
so
this.
So anyway,
I
go to this application on my phone. Oh, for goodness sakes. And I'm looking at it right now. And
you are looking. I can verify. He is looking right
at his phone
as we speak.
First, and now I check this out with multiple stores. The store brand of eggs, which normally you would think the store brand is the cheapest,
really
right?
Cheap. Yeah.
Okay. Not in this case.
What?
It's strangely backwards, and I don't know.
Really.
So, for instance, I'm looking at now. I won't name the store. Or the supermarket chain, okay. Here at the top it says, our brand, large white eggs, still $7.69 a dozen, which of course is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Then if I scroll down a little bit, now I think a rather well-known, I don't know if this is a national or regional brand, it's called Eggland.
I've heard
all
of
right?
that.
Eggland Eggs. Eggland Eggs, $5.49 for a dozen. Isn't that interesting?
Now, are they the large eggs?
Yes.
Maybe that's the, no?
Regular large eggs. Yes. Now, here's another one, Nature's Promise. Now, again, that might be a national brand. I'm not sure.
I think that one is.
$5.59 a dozen. So the store brand eggs are over $2 a dozen more than some of these regional or national chains.
Huh.
Am I the only one? That just seems backwards.
That is peculiar.
Now, the one thing I will notice is, all right, people are noticing this. Because on this, I'm going, the thing on my phone, there's eggs out of stock, eggs out of stock, eggs out of stock. In other words, the less expensive versions, a lot of these are already out of stock. So if you want to run to the store today, you might find some of these eggs. Now, you'll find the store brand version because, again, for whatever reason, the store brand version is still up around $8 a dozen.
Yeah, but they're not all they're cracked up to be.
Oh, that's... Oh, he comes up with his own material.
I'm telling you, dude.
Okay. So that particular store, now, very quickly, let me pop over to another one.
Yeah.
Again, I won't name it. All right. Where's the search feature? Eggs. I bet that's getting a lot of use lately.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here at this particular store, Eggland eggs are just $4.99 a dozen.
Hey, that's a shell of a deal.
Okay.
Baby.
But I go
I'll be here all morning, kids.
But I go to the store brand, $7.99 for the store brand. Does anything that's a $3 difference? Isn't that weird?
The yolk's on us.
Yeah. Man,
that's brutal.
You are on a roll.
Oh, man.
So if you run to the store today...
Those prices seem scrambled. All morning long, folks. All morning I'm going to be here.
Oh, man, we can't wait. Okay. So, again, the good news is the price for eggs is starting to come down.
Uh-huh.
But the mystery is, why is the store brand, which normally is the cheapest, why is that way more expensive? Folks, I don't have an answer for that question. I don't understand, but there it is, okay? All right, now here's something. Oh, here's a story just for you, buddy boy.
Wait, all right. Are we done with the eggs?
Yeah, we're done with the
all
eggs.
All right, so we're over. Easy. Go ahead. On to the next story. I had to get the last one in. Come on.
Okay, very nice. Now, this is a story actually from a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
That allegedly happened apparently very close to us. I don't know where, but somewhere near us. A Penn State student claims he encountered Bigfoot. Now, I'm not making this up. This is a story. In this case, this is...
Just like I did in Evanston. Or was it Bigfoot? You need to find out on the newsletter.
Well, you need to get the newsletter. You need to sign up.
Yeah, yeah.
987thefox.info.
That's right.
Scroll to the bottom. Put your email address in there. We're going to send it out again tomorrow morning if you missed it.
In Evanston. You could learn for yourself.
There we go. Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. So, allegedly, a male student... This is from like 2 weeks ago, I think. A male Penn State student reported on a Bigfoot website. Yes, they have those. A Bigfoot website that apparently, let's see, this was a month ago, February 19th.
Oh, those were the days.
He was about 3.5 miles north of campus along Spring Creek one evening when he said he heard a tree knock. All right. Apparently, Bigfoot or big, what's a plural? Big feet? Bigfoot? I don't know what that is.
I think it's Bigfoots.
Bigfoots.
Yeah, I think you just do the yeah. See, it's not. Yeah, I think that's what it is. I'm going to go with that.
Bigfoots. Yep. Okay. So apparently, just north of State College along Spring Creek, he heard a tree knock, which allegedly Bigfoots like to do.
And it's not easy for those trees to knock. They don't have the fist. Like, we can knock easily. Those trees, that is actually very impressive. Good job, tree.
Now, this would have been before the time change. So at 6:30 in the evening, it was getting dark, or it was dark. It was pretty dark. So apparently
he was probably still awake.
Yeah.
Unlike nowadays at that time, because
apparently
throw me off, man.
This student had a spotlight. And so he turned his spotlight to where he thought he heard a noise, and the quote here is, he saw something large and upright go behind a tree. Okay.
In my defense, I had to pee. And it just seemed like with the spotlight on, behind the tree would be the best place to go.
Okay. So, apparently, he saw this Bigfoot from 40 yards away.
I resent. I mean, my feet are larger, but not. I mean, come on. This is hurtful.
Well, hold on. We're not done yet.
All right.
So the student, now I'm taking this from this one story. The student reported the creature looked like King Kong.
Again, hurtful.
But with a sharper nose and gray skin on the face.
Well, it's just my beard. It's not skin.
Well, that's true. You do have a grayish beard.
Come on.
Again, according to the story, the Bigfoot had a pronounced brow ridge and sunken eyes. I'm looking right at you.
Hurtful. Just hurtful.
Okay. Oh, now hold on. According to the this is going to be the clincher.
All right.
According to the Penn State student, the creature was over 7 feet tall.
You know, perhaps he needs his depth perception.
Because you're only 6 feet tall.
Just a bit. That is true.
The Bigfoot had a massive body larger than the biggest bodybuilder.
Well, you know, I don't like to brag. Been getting to the gym. Been at the Y a few days a week here, so. Good to know that's paying off.
Thank you, sir. Get together with Coach Sanderson and work on that, all right, would you?
Mm-hmm.
According to the story, the student saw the Bigfoot for a whopping 2 seconds. And then the Bigfoot apparently squeezed through a bush.
Bigfoot got
away. Okay.
As he always seems to do.
All right. So now, according to the story, this is the second time this Penn State student saw a Bigfoot.
Has anybody else seen the Bigfoot locally?
I'm not sure. You'd have to go on this website.
Okay.
There's a Bigfoot website where I guess if you see a Bigfoot, you can go there and post it. All right. So, allegedly, he saw one back at Bald Eagle State Park back in 2020. Okay.
Now, that's weird, because I remember in 2020?
In 2020.
That's when we went out to Bald Eagle State Park, and we saw the Loch Ness Monster hanging out in... This is unbelievable. Oh, They're all gathering and just hanging out together.
Okay.
This is amazing, ladies and gentlemen.
So... I mean, on my drive to this, we'll take a break in a moment. On my drive to the studio this morning, by the way, a lot of deer out there right now. Once again, I had deer running out in front of me, and I'm after my little mishap about a month ago. I'm like, whoa. So deer ran out in front of me. Watch out for Bigfoots, if that's the correct usage.
I think it is.
Bigfoots.
I'm going to go with that.
Okay. So apparently, again, right here, we're not talking about in Oregon or someplace. Allegedly, the Bigfoots are right in the greater State College area.
Good morning, Bigfoot. Happy Thursday to you.
Okay. I don't know if they listen to the radio, though. Okay. But besides, if it's you, then that gets a giveaway. Let's quickly take a break.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
Lyon Cummings Supply Incorporated, located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, is looking to hire numerous carpenters, laborers, and operators starting immediately for the construction season. Lyon Cummings Supply is a reputable contractor that has been in business since 1948 and is family-owned. Lyon Cummings Supply specializes in building bridges, box culverts, and also performs demolition work throughout the mid-state region. Having a CDL is preferred but not necessary. Stop by their office located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport and fill out an application and have two forms of ID ready. Lycoming Supply is an EEO employer. You may mail a resume or visit their office at Lycoming Supply, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. for more information. Lycoming Supply Incorporated, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 today.
The Center Hall Farm Store is proud to serve our community as a small family business that provides big-time service. Folks, you can still stock up on those wood pellets this winter. The Center Hall Farm Store makes its own horse, cow, pig, chicken, and bird feeds and has a great variety of pet feeds for your needs. Open weekdays from 8 to 4 and Saturday from 8 to noon. Check us out at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall or on the web at centerhallfarmstore.com. That's centerhallfarmstore.com. Finally, the soundtrack of summer is returning to the airwaves here in Happy Valley. And it's doing so right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This year's Pittsburgh Pirates offer a mix of veteran stars.
Andrew McCutcheon has won it! They're going crazy! The Pirates have won this game!
And perhaps baseball's newest shining star.
The 2-2. He got him, and he's done it again. Paul Skeens finishes strong.
Every game, all season long, brings the promise of new excitement.
The Bucks walk it off in grand fashion.
Don't miss the action of Pirates baseball this season. The Buccos are back here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Raise the jolly Roger!
It is a Thursday morning that we have in play here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Hello, Thursday. Hello, sports fans. And let's take a check of said sports. Penn State baseball team right back on the winning track after that loss to Georgetown on Tuesday. The Nittany Lions bounce back to earn a split in the series with the Hoyas, an 11-6 win yesterday in Tysons, Virginia. Nittany Lions putting together a four-run third inning and just rolling from there on. Paxton Kling with five hits in the game. Starter Skip Shinosky tossed four shutout innings. Nittany Lions improving to 12-3 now on the season. Penn State is 2-1 in the Big Ten. The Nittany Lions will be back in conference action, hitting the road to face Northwestern this weekend. First game will be on Friday afternoon. You know, that's like tomorrow at 4:00. By the way, the Nittany Lions, if you've not been paying attention, are averaging 10.4 runs per game, and they have scored in double digits in 10 of the 15 games played so far this season. In other words, they're pretty good. Fourth-ranked Penn State men's lacrosse team is really good. Nittany Lions now 6-1, a 22-8. Win over Robert Morris yesterday at Panzer Stadium. It was Military Appreciation Day for the Nittany Lions. Penn State outscoring the Colonials 16-4 over the final three quarters. Ethan Long had four goals to lead Penn State. Luke Wallstrom and Liam Matthews each added three goals for Penn State. The St. Joseph's girls basketball team is headed to the PIAA state quarterfinals. The Wolfpack winning its second round game in the single A tournament last night, defeating DuBois Central Catholic in Wingate 51-42. Naomi Crispin leading St. Joe's with 19 points on the night. Aubrey Yartz and Alexia Lukovic each adding 10 points for the winners. St. Joseph's will now play the returning state champion Bishop Guilfoyle squad in the quarterfinals on Saturday. We will learn today the location and the tip-off time for that quarterfinal matchup.
Penn State wrestling team has 4 number one seeds at the NCAA championships, 9 wrestlers seeded in the top 4, and all 10 starters for the Nittany Lions seeded in the top 8. The one seeds are Luke Lilidahl at 125, Tyler Kasak at 157, Mitchell Messenbrink at 165, and Carter Starace at 184. Penn State has 2 number 2 seeds in Bo Bartlett at 141 and Levi Haynes at 174. Penn State has 2 3 seeds in Shane Van Ness at 149 and Greg Kirkfleet at heavyweight. Josh Barr is the 4 seed at 197, and Braden Davis is seated 8th at 133 pounds. The NCAA championships will get underway 1 week from today in Philadelphia. The Nittany Lions will be looking for a 4th straight national title and for their 12th in the Cal Sanderson era, and it'll be, if they get it, the 13th in school history. Sad news to pass along. We passed it along during our wrestling broadcast on Sunday, and I started to get worried that there was maybe more. I think they were just waiting to get everything, make sure they had everything accurate, but Penn State announcing the passing of Dave Uchelson. It occurred back on March 8th, his passing. Dave Uchelson, if you don't know, longtime sports psychologist, really a pioneer in sports psychology. Penn State was a pioneer in having a sports psychologist available to its athletes. By about a quarter century, Penn State jumped the gun on many, many programs. Almost all, in fact, maybe all now. If it's not, it's got to be awfully close. All programs have, if not a psychologist per se, certainly folks helping out on the mental health side of things for the student athletes. Dave Uchelson was just a good all-around guy. Worked with, I think, all of the programs at Penn State. Again, passed away at the UCLA Medical Center, and I started to worry that maybe there was something more nefarious surrounding his death, and maybe that's why, and that is not the case. He had been battling a rare form of cancer, and it led to a even more rare complication, and heart disease. And so he underwent surgery on March 3rd, and the procedure was successful, but complications arose unexpectedly coming out of it. And he was not able to recover. Dave Uchelson was a great guy. I mean, just wonderful to be around, had the perfect disposition for a sports psychologist, just a very upbeat individual, very calming, and really able to talk to anybody about anything. And certainly will be sorely, sorely missed. Condolences and sympathies going out to his family, his wonderful wife, his kids, and everybody that that knew him, and anybody that knew him counted him as a friend. So, Uke, rest in peace. Former Penn State men's basketball guard Kanye Clary has claimed in a lawsuit that he was a victim of intimidation, retaliation, slander, and that the use of his name, image, and likeness occurred illegally while he was at Penn State. All of this part of a lawsuit that was filed in response to his suspension in February of 2024, so a little over a year ago. The suit filed in Philadelphia County Court in November, but it's been transferred to the U.S. Middle District Court this week. Clary is seeking damages for defamation, racial discrimination, unjust enrichment, and unreasonable restraint of trade, which is, alleges the defendants conspired to reduce his NIL value to near zero and refused to properly deal with him. In a motion to dismiss filed by the defendants, Penn State saying that Clary has voluntarily agreed to dismiss the racial discrimination claim. The defendants are looking to have all of the charges, or at least the overwhelming majority of them, dismissed. Judge is expected to make a ruling on that. A lot in there. This is one of those, I don't know if this occurs as consistently as it seems to at Penn State. We have had a number, probably over the last decade or so, maybe a little longer than that, but from fencing to gymnastics to basketball, we've had various allegations against, coaches, and there's always responses that, you know, yes, these coaches were abusive, and then other people responding, these kids are too, you know, they're spoiled, they need to grow up, this is just tough love. I'm not in there. I don't know. I hate these. I don't hate that. If something happened here, then yes, you ought to be held accountable. What I'm wondering is, it is hard for me to believe, not saying it's not possible, but that Penn State would have as many problems as would be alleged here with these various lawsuits with coaches and harassment and belittling and bullying type of situations. It just seems unlikely that we have all of these different coaches and all of these. And by the way, all of these, again, I think off the top of my head, I'm thinking of four, maybe five allegations here over the last 15 years. So it seems like a lot in the overall scheme of things and the number of coaches, probably not that much. But what I'm wondering is, and I genuinely don't know, like, is this happening at other schools? Are these allegations being made? Are their coaches even having this alleged? It seems like it's been a lot here in terms of allegations. And I just wonder about that, whether or not this is, like, generally speaking in society, we are living in an era where, yep, lawsuits seem to be the way to go. Man, we are a very litigious society right now. But I, again, if you're not there, you know, going back to the fencing way back and gymnastics and all of that, if you're not in there, like, how in the world would you know? Like, yeah, the coaches come across to me as good people. We interviewed Kaidenoff. I always thought he was a good guy. I have no idea what's going on in fencing practice. I have no idea what's going on in any of the, outside of wrestling, I have no idea what these teams or coaches are doing in practice. And so I have no idea. And I think we've talked about this with some of the other allegations over the years. Like, sometimes we could all agree, I think, on certain things like, oh, that is over the line. That is abusive. Like, if you are physically assaulting, you know, you're punching a player, you're sobbing a player, well, yeah, you can't do that. I don't care what the player did. You can't be slapping or punching them, right? Like, 99% of us, well, yeah, you cannot do that. But where I think we get into, like, different people are going to see the same thing and say, ooh, too far. And others are going to say, no, that just, man, you're pushing him. Like, that kid needs pushed. And in a society where we are getting more and more, aware of people's feelings and what all, it is getting more difficult, I think, in that, And just staying with that, again, two players could be yelled at the exact same way by a coach, and one brought up, you know, in a tough household or, you know, just with confidence, whatever. It's like, oh, okay, yep, coach wants me to play a little harder or do something a little better. Listen, another may be dealing with some other issues, right? And they're hearing it, and it's like, oh, that coach is belittling me. It's like, well, no, the coach isn't actually belittling you. He's trying to get the best out of you. But because of a variety of circumstances or the way you're interpreting things, it can be – I'm just telling you, coaching is always difficult, has always been a challenging profession. With everything going on in college athletics now and with the different backgrounds, the different mental states, all of these things that you're dealing with as a coach, we're just reporting the story as to what has been alleged and filed here in the response by the university and the coach. I'm just telling you, I know people get, man, I can't believe the coach makes that much. There is a lot that coach is responsible for. And every time you're out there, you're putting your career and reputation on the line.
Well, all right, quick thoughts. If there's an intrepid reporter listening, I smell a story. Yeah, do a comparison. Just Big Ten schools. Is something like this happening at Ohio State, Michigan, Northwestern, Minnesota? If I had to guess, I'd say yes. I bet it is. You know, I just bet it is.
Yeah.
Big time sports, doesn't turn out the way you wanted. I mean, again, I don't cover the team. I'm not on the beat. Okay.
Nor am I.
Last season, I found it unusual. Kanye Clary starts the season. He's one of the team's leading scorers and then he's gone. And I just thought, what the heck just happened there? Wait a minute, this guy is one of your leading scorers. And whoop, and then something happened, and he's off the team. That was weird. All right, that doesn't happen that often, so I thought that was odd. The problem, again, I've got a bit of a jaundiced opinion here. We had that story, a week or two ago, you know, this lawsuit against Penn State about the pandemic, 2020, students were cheated, they didn't get their money's worth, and so some intrepid lawyer puts together a court case, gets a big settlement out of Penn State, and gets over 30% of the money that Penn State's going to pay out, doesn't go to the kids, goes to the lawyer. So anytime now, pretty much, again, call it a jaundiced opinion, anytime now I see a court case, I see a greedy lawyer. That's a personal opinion. Could be totally inaccurate, but it's a feeling. And so when I saw this break yesterday, that was my first thought. Okay, we have an eager attorney, an eager lawyer who sees an opportunity to payday. Because Penn State, ever since the Sandusky affair, Penn State has proven, yep, we got money, yep, we got money, yep, we're going to pay it out, yep, we're going to pay it out. Could this be another instance? Now, that's just an opinion, and not even a firm opinion. But whenever I see this stuff now involving, if it's athletes and they're suing and whatever, I think, greedy attorney. Now, that may be not fair. But after that pandemic case, which is egregious, like, are you kidding? He's getting how much money? All right. How much are the kids actually getting? Not much, like a drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
What a waste of time and money. So that one, you know, I saw the story break yesterday. I thought, okay, first off, why has it taken over a year to get to this point? Why didn't this court case happen like, I don't know, last summer or something like that? No, it comes out now. I have a jaundiced opinion about lawyers. I'm sorry, I just do.
Understood. Steelers yesterday signing cornerback Brandon Echols. Corner, not quarter. They're still looking for a quarterback.
CB, yeah.
Looking Still waiting for Aaron Rodgers. Apparently the Steelers have made an offer. Aaron Rodgers has it and is reportedly mulling it over right now. Looks like the Vikings are also entering discussions here and are interested in Aaron Rodgers along with the Giants. You'd think the Steelers would have the leg up on the Giants. Vikings could make things a little more interesting here. We'll just wait and see.
Aaron Rodgers to the Vikings?
Yes. Can you imagine? The Brett Favre effect in full display. Penguins will host the Blues tonight, and the Flyers will host the Lightning, both games at 7. Both Pennsylvania teams pitiful. Pirates will play at the Twins in Grapefruit League action today at 1:05. The Phillies will host the Braves. And a reminder that those Pittsburgh Pirates can be heard right here this season on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. The season opener is coming up 2 weeks from today. What?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
2 weeks from today.
The Buccos will visit the Marlins. We will have Pirates baseball for you all season long right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. So you want to keep it here for the soundtrack of summer.
Okay.
Just nice to have that on in the background while you're out doing yard work or, you know, better yet, while you're out on the porch, grilling up the burgers, downing the brewskis, and listening to Paul Skeens strut out another one.
You keep dreaming, bud.
Well,
Skeens is good, yes. All right? We'll be right back.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Your home for local sports. We are Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This spring we'll have live coverage of Center County baseball and softball with the long, strong traditions of great players and great teams in our area. You can follow this season from opening day through the state championship. All right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We wish all of the local athletes the best of luck in the upcoming seasons. Stay tuned for more local sports right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. You are listening to Let's Talk. We appreciate your doing so on a Thursday morning. And, well, not as sunny as it was the last couple of days, but, you know, all things considered, pretty nice, pretty boring the way I like my weather. We'll have a little open phone time coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of this morning's big show.
All right, now our next guest here, I happen to know this gentleman, but this topic, buddy, I scheduled this one for you, okay?
All right. And I do appreciate it.
There you go. We're going to welcome Kevin Glossner to our show. Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Now, Kevin and I know each other from Penns Valley. And again, you just shocked me with when your wife retired from teaching. I'm like, it's been that long? Really?
Oh, been my a while. Gosh. Time flies.
But you contacted us with some information, and I thought, oh, this is one that my buddy here is going to absolutely love.
Yes, indeed.
An adult wrestling club. All right, now first, Kevin, tell us about yourself and your background with this group. What? Tell us about you.
Well, you know, I just recently retired about a year ago, and, you know, as a wrestler, I only ever wrestled through ninth grade in high school. I wasn't like a, you know, senior high or college wrestler, but I always loved the sport, and I always loved the workouts that went with it. I think over the years, I've gained a more appreciation for wrestling as a fan, but, you know, just appreciating the rigor and, you know, just everything that goes with it from a mental, physical. And as someone who works out, I thought, you know, I wouldn't mind giving that a shot. Just do a little bit of adult wrestling as an extra form of exercise. Thinking if I got good enough, maybe I would get into some adult tournaments that are out there.
Yeah.
So I started rooting around a little bit, and there really wasn't much to offer right in the area. I had an encounter with one night a gentleman come up to me and had a Penn State fleece on. He started talking to me, a Penn State wrestling fleece, and it turned out to be Jason Nickel. And he talked to me for a while, and, you know, I was telling him what I was thinking about, and so we ended up going to breakfast together and talked about it, and he said, yeah, you're right. You know, there's not really a lot in the area as far as adult wrestling. You know, maybe you want to give jiu-jitsu a try over at American Top Team. So I gave that a shot and enjoyed it. The workouts were great. There is a wrestling element to it. But I'll tell you, once you get your opponent on in the mat and he rolls on his back, it really kind of throws you for a loop. And that whole thing of trying to choke somebody out or get them to tap out, nothing against it. It was enjoyable. It was a great workout, but it wasn't what I was looking for. And so another guy, actually the guy that's our coach of our club here, Joe Eaton, he put me onto a place in Allentown called Matt Return Wrestling. And it's actually run by John Bullitt. He used to wrestle for Lehigh.
Yeah.
Back in the, I think he wrestled back when Morgan McIntosh was, I think he wrestled him in a dual meet. So I made a couple trips to Allentown and worked out at his club just to get a feel for how he runs his practices and things like that. And it was great, but it really wasn't a sustainable thing to be driving to Allentown, you know, a week or 2 days a week.
That's a pretty good hike.
I've got a daughter in Allentown that's 2.5 hours away.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I got talking to Joe. Joe's a friend of mine that I met through his wife, who teaches at a gym that I go to. And Joe's a former wrestler at Lock Haven University. He wrestled in the early to mid-90s. Actually, I think his senior year in 96, he qualified for nationals. And over the years, he's done a lot of coaching, both at the collegiate and high school level. He's coached at Williamsport High School, like Cumming College. He was an assistant at Lock Haven University for about 5 years. And he's like, I wouldn't mind getting into wrestling myself. He said, we should just start a club here. There's enough talent and enough history here in central Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Let's just start our own adult wrestling club. And so that was the beginning of it all. Of course, a lot transpired since then, but that's how it kind of all got off the ground.
All right. This is where you come in with, like, fireman's carries and double legs and whatever, all that stuff.
Let's start there. So the idea, and you touched on it, but so I'm listening to this. I'm like, man, I'd like to get back in shape. Yeah, I go to rec hall or I go to some of the high school matches. I've never wrestled. Okay to come out and try this.
Yes, we have all levels of talent. We've got some people that have never wrestled before in their life. Matter of fact, there's a young gentleman that's in the club that never wrestled in high school. I think now he wishes he would have. He's a big heavyweight boy. He went to Central Mountain, played football, but he never wrestled. And he's really moving around pretty well. But we have that level of talent. We have people like myself that only wrestled maybe in junior high. I would say the bulk of the membership are people that wrestled through high school, through senior high school. But we also have a few that have some college experience at the D3 level or whatever. So, you know, the talent level or experience level is from end to end. And we also have females in our club. We've got three females right now that are signed up for the club. And so that talent level is there. And so when we have practices, you know, Joe's always preaching, you know your competition or whatever. Because what we do in the class is it's an hour and a half class. We'll start off with, you know, just general warm-ups and kind of get the blood flowing and sweat going. Then we'll go into what he's teaching for the day and, you know, how it works. We'll come and we'll learn that. We'll break away. We'll have a partner. We'll work on it or whatever. And then the last third of the class, which is really probably the funnest part of the class, is where you kind of open it up. You know, he'll put us in a situational. Somebody might be in on a single leg, and then he'll blow the whistle or the alarm, and you got to go, right? And so you're wrestling at that point. And then he'll also take it to where we'll just wrestle. And so when you're wrestling, you know, myself, I'm wrestling some guys that are like in their low 30s, upper 20s, and I'm always saying, hey, look, you know, this isn't the national championship here. Don't break me in half, right? And everybody's really good about it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, because of the numbers of people, you might get paired up with somebody that's a lot bigger than you, somebody that's a lot smaller than you, somebody with experience, somebody with more experience. And so you just have to wrestle to the level of, you know, who you're wrestling and know your, you know, you know your competition, because we're not looking to get people hurt here. It's all about the exercise, the camaraderie that goes with it, just learning the sport. There's some people that are MMA people that are coming back because they want to make their skill set better.
Yeah.
as a you know, maybe a jiu-jitsu person. And then there's some of those guys that want to get good enough to go to like maybe a USA Wrestling sponsored event or something like that.
That was going to be my next question.
Sure.
The practices are great, but there are people that need to feed that
yes.
competitive fire. There are opportunities out there,
yes.
if you know, depending on how advanced you want to get here, but. There are national tournaments for folks.
Yeah, and local. So John himself over at Matt Return Wrestling, he actually sponsors a tournament every spring and every fall.
Okay.
Usually he has it at Muhlenberg College, and he has age brackets. Now, unfortunately for myself, until he gets his numbers up, I mean, they're pretty good, but until he gets them up even better, the upper age bracket's like 45 and up. So if I were to go over and wrestle, you know, as a 61-year-old wrestler, I might be wrestling somebody that's 45 years old, which is fine, but you just never, you know, or you could get in the open division if you don't have experience in wrestling, but then that's like the whole gamut.
You
right?
just got to put those young whippersnappers in place.
That's right.
Come on.
But then some of the other opportunities is there's the Mid-Atlantic Wrestling Association, MAWA. They have tournaments.
Yep.
And they're not as structured with their age brackets as what USA Wrestling is, but they'll have like area regional tournaments, and then it goes to states, and then it'll go to like a Mid-Atlantic region. It's kind of like what we're seeing right now at the college level. But then ultimately, USA Wrestling has tournaments that really break things down. You know, I even have a sheet here that talks about they have a master's division and a veterans division. And so they break it down by age group and by weight. And so like someone for myself, the master's level, there's an age group 62 to 70. And in the veterans division, there's one 66 to 70. Matter of fact, when I first got started, I got talking to a guy named Rick Mahinsky. I don't know if you know Rick,
yep.
but he's from the Williamsport area. And he's one of the guys that encouraged me. He said, look, man, if you start an adult wrestling club in central Pennsylvania, you might start out with 6 to 12 folks for a while. He said, but I think you're quickly going to go up to like 50. And he participated here a year ago and won a national tournament at like 68 years old. He's quite a, you know, quite a guy.
Yeah.
But he
not a bad artist.
No.
What are your numbers like right now?
Well, right now we're getting anywhere from like 7 to a dozen people coming to practice. We've got 20-some people that have gotten their USA Wrestling card. For liability reasons, We had to go the USA Wrestling route, and so you have to get a card. It's like an annual membership, but one of the things we're doing as a club is we're running as a nonprofit, and so we're not looking to make any money off of this other than operational expenses.
Sure.
We want to give that money back to the members, or at least some portion of that. And USA Wrestling has also agreed, because one of the catches is what if I'm not sure I want to do this, right? You require me to buy a card just to come out for my first practice. USA Wrestling realizes that. And so if you come a couple times and it's not for you, they'll refund you your money.
Okay.
So that's not really an issue.
Let's get into some of the particulars. When are the – how often are the practices –
Right.
When and where are the practices?
Yeah, so when we first got started, we were trying to find a facility in we're marketing this thing as a Central Pennsylvania thing. And we looked around in State College, Williamsport, and Lock Haven for gyms that could host this. Had a couple here in State College, but they just didn't really pan out for, you know, sizing reasons or whatever. We ended up latching onto a place in Lock Haven called Full Body Health and Fitness. Lori and Brian Hoy run the place. It's really the old skating rink for those that remember from back in the days. But it's a beautiful facility. We just recently moved from their open gym into a dedicated wrestling room. We had a mat donated to us by a veterans group. I think it's called Vet Force. There are a bunch of veterans that do security. They donated a mat. And so we meet in Lock Haven on Tuesdays and Thursday nights from 6 to 8:30. You know, we're looking at that. We may tweak the nights, but it's only ever going to be two nights a week. And it's at the facility, you know, on Walnut Street in Lock Haven.
I just want to make sure. You said 6 to 8:30.
I misspoke.
I just wanted to make sure. So again, an hour and a half practice, twice a week.
Yeah.
And then what is the cost of the card for the USA?
Just to touch on the facility again real quick.
Yeah.
Lock Haven, we felt, was a nice central location because, you know, I drive from Center Hall to practice. We've got, just to give you a feel for where our membership comes from, we have people coming from Bellefonte, Jersey Shore, Port Matilda, State College, Kerwinsville, Center Hall, Emporium. We have a guy driving down from Emporium.
Oh, my God.
Milesburg, Lock Haven, Julianne, Montoursville, Burnham. Guy comes over the mountain from Burnham. And we have an older gentleman. He's like 71 years old. I think he wrestled in college. He wants to come up about once or twice a month from Camp Hill. So, but your question was
the cost of the card.
Yeah. So the card is $70 for a year, and it renews each year, and that's what we want to try to reimburse the members. And then right now our drop-in fee is only $10.
Okay.
Most of these places are like $20. When we have to start paying rent, that's another nice thing about the facility. They're allowing us to get on our feet first before they're charging us to be there. If we need to go to 15, we might, but we'll never go higher than that. We want to keep it affordable, and just keep people coming and enjoy it and that kind of thing. But, yeah, right now it's a $10 drop-in fee.
How do they contact you, Kevin? If somebody's interested, what do they do?
So the flyers you guys are looking at, of course, has a QR code on it that, you know, people see our flyer, and we've been posting it on social media and stuff like that. It'll take you to a Google Doc you can fill in, and then I get informed by that. But for this radio broadcast, if people are interested, if they just want to email me at overtimeadultwc@gmail.com. That's all one word, overtimeadultwc@gmail.com. I will send out an information packet. I have a packet I send out. It has all the information about the club, you know, why you would want to join, where you join, what it costs to join, and it has all the logistical details, you know, process-wise as far as going to the USA Wrestling site. If you follow that site on Facebook, it's really interesting to see how many people ask about adult wrestling on that site all the time, looking for adult clubs in their area. So we're hoping this is something that, you know, continues to grow and, you know, we can just have it as another outlet for people to get good exercise, enjoy what they're doing, have fun. If they want to get better and compete, they can do that and you know, be a service to the community as well.
And this is offered year-round, is
yep,
that right?
It's a year-round thing. It's not just during wrestling season. Right.
Very cool. Anything else that we didn't ask you about that you want to get out about the opportunities here?
I think I touched it all. You know, the key is just send me something at that, excuse me, at that email address, you know, and I'll get you the information and we'll go from there.
So that's over awesome. The age of 75 would be the morgue division? Or
hey now, hey now!
Yeah, I don't know. Now, again, the email, let's see if we got this right. OvertimeAdultWC@gmail.com.
That's correct.
All right. Yep. So, folks, if you have an interest, again, any age.
Any age.
Any just age.
Male or female, any age.
Okay.
And we're seeing a run of the whole age bracket. We've got them 20s, 30s, 40s. 50s and 60s right now, and the gentleman from Camp Hill is early 70s. So, and we have men and women in the club.
Yeah, Camp Hill, that's a drive.
That's
Emporium,
that's a drive.
That's
yeah,
a drive.
That is a
Kerwinsville.
And the guy from Emporium is showing up pretty regularly.
Wow.
He's a retired state cop. I think he's 61 years old, and he shows up regularly.
That's
WC, by the way, a lot of people probably think that stands for wrestling club. It's for wild and crazy. You get the opportunity here.
Oh.
It's wild and crazy.
Okay.
So have fun with it. Now, this is cool. This is a really neat thing. And
appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah, hope it continues to take off here.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in.
Appreciate the time.
Say hi to the missus for me.
I'll do that.
Used to be one of my daughter's teachers. Well, actually, maybe both of them. I can't remember.
Probably both of them.
Okay. See, I'm going for the morgue division. That's how old I am. This is bad.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
If we can get Geezy and I paired up, I'm in.
Oh.
I want to get this guy on the mat.
And the other thing I wanted to mention, the first two sessions are free.
First two sessions are free.
Perfect.
Oh, there we
go.
Fantastic.
Right. Thank you very much.
All
great
right.
to meet you.
Let's take a break, and we will come right back.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
When winter is at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
The Center County Recycling and Refuse Authority is proud to support local sports here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Check out our website at centercountyrecycles.org for employment opportunities, upcoming events, the authority's newsletter, and details on what can and can't be recycled, as well as updated schedules. That's centercountyrecycles.org. Once again, the website is centercountyrecycles.org. Your home for local sports. We are Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This spring we'll have live coverage of Center County baseball and softball. With the long, strong traditions of great players and great teams in our area, you can follow this season from opening day through the state championship. All right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We wish all of the local athletes the best of luck in the upcoming season. Stay tuned for more local sports right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We'll be right back.
Like Cummings Supply Incorporated, located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, is looking to hire numerous carpenters, laborers, and operators starting immediately for the construction season. Like Cummings Supply is a reputable contractor that has been in business since 1948 and is family-owned. Like Cummings Supply specializes in building bridges, box culverts, and also performs demolition work throughout the mid-state region. Having a CDL is preferred but not necessary. Stop by their office located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport and fill out an application and have two forms of ID ready. Lycoming Supply is an EEO employer. You may mail a resume or visit their office at Lycoming Supply, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. for more information. Lycoming Supply Incorporated, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 today.
WFXX, the Fox. Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7, the Fox State Knowledge. Get up and get going with the Happy Valleys. 98.7, the Fox.
It is Let's Talk here as we roll into hour two on a Thursday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line is once again wide open at 814-954-7266. What's on your mind this morning?
All right. That's interesting. No, I won't be doing it because I would hurt myself. I just would. I know it. I was going to ask Kevin, yeah, how many pulled hamstrings have you had so far? And not him personally, but like, you know, the people signing up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, first off, let's mention his email address again, all right?
Yeah.
If you're interested, send a message like, tell me more, you know, that sort of thing. This is all one word, OvertimeAdultWC. What was that? Wild and crazy? Yeah, okay.
That's right.
OvertimeAdultWC@gmail.com. If you have even a remote interest, drop them a line. What the heck? Because, you know, we've kind of talked about this before, and there's something about wrestling. All right. Now, you're Mr. Wrestling. All right. There's something about wrestling that is, I don't know, instructive, educational, way beyond just sweating on a mat. That you learn things, because while there's a wrestling team, when you're out on the mat, it's you. All right. So you're going to Nationals next week,
yep.
Philadelphia. Here we go. And, you know, either listen, watch on TV, whatever it is. You know, when Carter Storace walks out on that mat, yeah, Penn State's behind him, but it's him. And what do you learn from being out there? I don't know, wrestling, struggling, you know, working hard against an opponent, you learn things like between the ears that go way beyond just, you know, getting in good shape. Kevin mentioned, yeah, get in better shape. Okay, that's fine.
For sure.
The stuff between your ears.
Yep.
How many folks could really use that? You know, and I'm thinking about kids now. You know, we keep hearing about this current generation that, and I'm overgeneralizing, which is probably not fair, but they quit too fast. Like they come up against something like, I don't think so, I quit. Yeah, I don't think so, I quit. In wrestling, no. In wrestling, am I correct? You're on the mat for 6 minutes or whatever it is, and you need to go get it done.
Although you're making me think back to one of the kids' tournaments that we went to this year, and the one kid just they went off the edge of the mat, and the kid just sat there. He's like, nope, I'm done.
Yeah,
and the mom's like, no, and I mean, we're talking like a 5-year-old. He's like, no, I want to go home and play. I'm done. And like, just absolutely, they're like, all right. And they just raise the other kid's hand. He's like, nope, I'm done. I'm out.
Okay.
But well,
that's a 5-year-old.
All yes, right. This was, okay. It was just funny.
I'm thinking a little older than
no,
that.
No, I,
all right.
I
or into just, adulthood.
Yes. No, it is. It's a great, It's a great sport in so many different ways. And yes, the physical component and, yep, getting in better shape, that in and of itself these days with all of the health issues and, you know, I watched a little bit of Robert Kennedy's talk the other night on Fox News, caught a replay of it. And so, yes, just the health benefits, the physical health benefits are good. But, yeah, there is a – I call it it's a courage that it takes to step out onto the mat one-on-one with an opponent. And most wrestlers will tell you that while that is true, it is you against your opponent. What it really is you against you. You getting out of your own head and letting yourself be able to compete and, you know, at the best level you can. But there's a confidence that comes out, certainly more so with winning, but even without winning and seeing that improvement, that there's just a self-reliance and a confidence that comes from that self-reliance when you're able to get out there and, oh, yes, I personally can do this. So, yeah, I think it's neat that they're doing this at the adult level, and I'm sure the majority of folks that do this are going to be people that have a wrestling background, and that's fine. That makes sense. But, boy, I really would encourage if you have – any passing thought on this, and you've not wrestled, but you're like, yeah, man, I follow Penn State a little bit, or, you know, I have a relative who's a youngster and is in the sport. You know, if that timing works out for you, the 6:30 to 8 on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and you can carve out that time, you know, even if it's once a week or a couple of times a month, I think it would be worth doing. Even if you have no wrestling experience whatsoever, I think you'd be amazed at the good that this club would do for you.
Now, are you going to become a national champion? Probably not.
You never know. Yeah, just never know.
But between the ears part, maybe you just simply learn that, yeah, I can do this. And again, we see these stories again about young people, and they just quit and they quit and they quit and they quit. Nope, that didn't work. Nope, quit that. Nope. They clearly don't have the idea that I can do this. As soon as they hit some difficulty, as soon as they hit gone, and that's not good. All right. Now we've all had those situations. I'm thinking adults now, where you come up and you're doing something, you just realize, okay, this isn't working. This isn't going to work for me. But, I mean, kids anymore, it just seems like, nope, 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 nope.
Yeah, I got about that's halfway gotta change. Through the carton of ice cream, and I'm like, oh, I don't know. this half gallon might be too much. And no, I pushed through, and I got the whole half gallon down.
That's
you
got
to believe in yourself, folks.
Perseverance.
That's exactly right.
I
can do it.
I don't know about the ice cream, huh? But... perseverance.
Not what we were talking about.
Again, this may be unfair, but most kids today seemingly have zero perseverance. Like none. And the problem is, in the so-called real world, you need to have that at some point.
Oh, that real world.
Come on, and not the ice cream. All right? We all know that. The adults listening, we all know that, right? At some point, you need perseverance to stick with it until you get to the finish line. Whatever that is, you got a job, or you attain something, or whatever. I could be totally wrong. We'll take a break in a moment. If I am, call in. But it just seems like young people today have zero perseverance, like none. And that's not good. All right? Because everybody, you need perseverance at some point to stick with it until you get to a goal. And the goal doesn't have to be a national championship. The goal might be finishing. And then when you're like, hey, I finished. I did it. Maybe I'd like to do this again. Perfect. How do we impart that on kids and other people, adults?
Yes.
All right, we're going to take a break. Come back. Yeah, Trump and company. We can't escape them. We will be coming right back.
Get that feeling.
Finally, the soundtrack of summer is returning to the airwaves here in Happy Valley. And it's doing so right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This year's Pittsburgh Pirates offer a mix of veteran stars.
Andrew McCutcheon has won it! They're going crazy! The Pirates have won this game!
And perhaps baseball's newest shining star.
The 2-2. He got him, and he's done it again. Paul Skeens finishes strong.
Every game, all season long, brings the promise of new excitement.
The Bucks walk it off in grand fashion.
Don't miss the action of Pirates baseball this season. The Buccos are back here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Raise the Jolly Roger!
The Center Hall Farm Store is proud to serve our community as a small family business that provides big-time service. Folks, you can still stock up on those wood pellets this winter. The Center Hall Farm Store makes its own horse, cow, pig, chicken, and bird feeds and has a great variety of pet feeds for your needs. Open weekdays from 8 to 4 and Saturday from 8 to noon. Check us out at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall or on the web at centerhallfarmstore.com. That's centerhallfarmstore.com. The Center County Recycling and Refuse Authority is proud to support local sports here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Check out our website at centercountyrecycles.org for employment opportunities, upcoming events, the authority's newsletter, and details on what can and can't be recycled, as well as updated schedules. That's centercountyrecycles.org. Once again, the website is centercountyrecycles.org.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time, even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Let's talk here on a Thursday. Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line is available for your use. Yes, you can join the program at 814-954-7266. Before you get into your Trump information,
you go.
I just, every now and then, we get onto the topic of hazing at fraternities. And just me personally, and again, bunch of friends that joined, it just never held any appeal for me. In part because of the hazing stuff. And listen, most of the hazing stuff, like you're thinking of the old movies with the paddling and, yes sir, may I have another from, the Animal House days, or it's drinking. It's, man, let's party it up. And yep, I understand we have had some dire consequences with those, but also I understand the thinking or lack of thinking behind that at the fraternity level. This one, like, I don't even begin to understand how anybody within any fraternity system, and I'll before we get into the story, I will point out these are allegations right now. So maybe there's nothing, there's no there. But
if this is true, capital I, capital F, if this is true, this is taking the stupidity of hazing to an entirely new level.
Oh, wonderful.
This is a story from the University of Central Florida. Sigma Chi Fraternity on the campus of the University of Central Florida, which is down in Orlando, to Penn State played and defeated in James Franklin's very first game as head coach of the Nittany Lions over in Ireland. I'm just going to read. This is a it's all over the place, but this is a Yahoo News story.
Okay.
Fraternity brothers at Sigma Chi allegedly hit pledges with a car as part of a hazing ritual,
oh,
now
Lord.
Under investigation by the University of Central Florida, according to an incident report obtained by the Orlando Sentinel late Wednesday. A sorority member whose house sits next door to Sigma Chi's told police she heard yelling, saw a car strike a young man, and then heard someone shout, "Help! My bones! My bones! They're broken!" The report says. UCF confirming last Friday that it is investigating allegations of hazing at Sigma Chi and at Delta Upsilon. Again, this is University of Central Florida. On emphasize, nothing to do with Penn State. Both fraternities have been suspended by the university and their national organizations while the investigations are underway. According to police, the brothers at Sigma Chi have been very evasive, not cooperative. One of the brothers at the fraternity released some sort of a statement saying that they are committed to cooperating to resolve any misunderstandings as to what was occurring. Again, it is an allegation, and I get it so many times. We get stories that are wrong in the initial reports. But, man, if this is true, that the hazing ritual here was you stand, and that, this is what the allegation is in the police report, is that part of the hazing ritual was that these freshmen or the new pledges would have to stand and not move as the cars come up and hit them.
Unbelievable.
Like,
unbelievable.
I can't even get my mind around how unbelievably stupid this is, that anybody would do this to another person, or that a person would willingly,
yes,
hey, yep, I know that this is the game. Let's see what happens. Like the drinking thing, Timothy Piazza, horrible, I get it. It can lead to death as well. This is a next level of stupidity. I'm sorry, this is... And in this day and age, where we have all of this anti-hazing information out there, and I have no doubt that there are fraternities still doing the drinking thing, doing other hazing incidents, but this is so spectacularly stupid. Where, how else would this end other than poorly? What is the upside here? Well, we got lucky. Another one where we didn't kill anybody as we hit them with our car. Whew! That was close. I'm sorry.
I don't get it.
This is just beyond. Again, it's all stupid. I get it, but this is a next level like dumb.
I don't know. Excessive drinking. I don't get it. Hitting someone with a vehicle.
Now, intentionally.
Again, if that were me, like, okay, to join your group, I have to do what?
Yes.
Okay,
I'm out.
I don't need to be a part of this group.
See you later.
There's plenty of other things I can do at college.
See you around campus, fellas.
It's like, yes. this is nuts. So, you're right. It's your first version of the story. We'll see if it's legit. But
yeah, now you get these allegations.
It wouldn't surprise me if it's legit.
Just so we're clear, it's allegations being made by the police. Like, it's not just randomly, hey, I wonder if this is what happened. The police are saying, no, this is what they were doing. That is the allegation by the police.
That's bizarre. Just bizarre.
Man, I mean, I'm trying to think of what else you could, just stand here and let the older brothers throw rocks at your head. All right, ready? Go. Oh, let's see what happens.
There we go.
All right. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. I realize that both of you at one time were probably college students.
Yeah.
And if you're pledging a fraternity, you're probably not looking for the fraternity that's got the most people enlisted in the campus library.
I suppose that is true, but man, this is
just dumb.
Yeah, well, we all do stupid things. I unfortunately haven't been in a situation where I could listen. And I have to put you under the thumb as I normally do. Any word on Barr at all, public statement?
Nothing. I don't think we're going to get anything until Monday is when Cal's media availability will be. And I don't know that we're going to get anything then, but that would be the next, actual public confirmation, or any statement.
I suppose we're not enough smarter than Cal that if we say to Cal, are 9 guys going or 10 guys going, that he would be answering the question. I sometimes think he's probably just marginally smarter than me, I'm sure.
Yeah, I will be very surprised if Josh does not at the very least give it a go. I will be very surprised if he's not out there competing in the first match.
Yeah, best guess is that if it's 8, again, I'm speculating as much as you, that probably if it is a knee and it can be, supported in some way that, and surgery may or may not be inevitable, he would probably want to give it a go and press hard to be the guy on the mat, I imagine.
Yeah, I will say I don't think it's the knee that was the issue. That's what I thought when reporting it, but after talking with folks, I'm not going to disclose what it was, but it did not appear to be the knee, which is in and of itself good news.
Well, I know back in the day I could say that I pulled a hamstring, but since mine aren't worth pulling anymore, I don't think that would even happen to me.
So, understood.
So, if I pull a hamstring, I'm down for probably 2 to 3 years. So, okay, guys, well, I look forward to it. I know everybody's fired up and excited and seemingly foregone conclusion, but I'm looking for the point total at this point.
Yep, it is going to be fun to see what kind of history this team can make and how each of the individuals can do. They definitely have a chance to do something very special in Philadelphia. Appreciate the call. We're going to open up the phone line again here at 814-954-7266.
Didn't Carter Starace win a national championship last year on one leg?
He basically did.
He did.
Yes. Yep.
Not, Josh Barr's situation, similar. Who knows? We'll find out next week.
Yep.
But with this team, nothing is impossible, I don't think, with this team.
I would agree.
All right, now, you were talking about bizarre fraternity rituals, okay? This is maybe a little bit of a segue. From the U.S. Department, this is funny in a sense, from the U.S. Department of Education, we'll see how long that lasts.
Uh-huh.
If you missed it, there was a story this week. Remember, the Department of Education is under new leadership. This is not the old days.
Yeah.
We see these stories every day about this department, that department, and what they're trying to do, and it's just, your head spins. It really does. But they sent a letter this week to 60 universities who are now under investigation for anti-Semitic discrimination and harassment. Now, maybe you saw this in national news this week. The Ivy League gets all the publicity. Columbia, Harvard, pretty much, you know, almost the entire Ivy League. Yeah. So they sent letters to 60 universities essentially saying, okay, we are investigating you for possible anti-Semitism, which is essentially means anti-Jewish, all right, like for Jewish students and so on and so forth. So when I saw this story, I'm thinking, okay, 60 universities, which ones? Well, I came across a list. Penn State is not on the list.
Not a way.
Okay. I guess we'll ring the bell on that
universe.
One.
University. All right. Good job. My alma mater doing well.
Penn State is not on the list. All right. Who is on the list? Well, there are some very recognizable names on this list. Virtually the entire Ivy League is on the list.
Never heard of this Ivy League, you speak of.
Okay, good for you. Virtually the entire Ivy League's on the list. Now, that's interesting. But, of course, okay, Penn State not on the list. All right, good. Whew, okay. But then I'm thinking, wait a minute, Big Ten. All right, what about the Big Ten? What schools in the Big Ten have gotten the nasty gram from the Department of Education? Well, Indiana is on the list. Northwestern is on the list. Now, this is inaccurate. It says Ohio State University. It, of course, should say the Ohio State University. They're on the list. Let's see. Rutgers is on the list. Who else do we have here? We have, going down the list, it's in alphabetical order. USC, Southern Cal is on the list. Michigan is on the list. Minnesota is on the list. Washington is on the list. Wisconsin is on the list. So that's about half the, okay, Big 18. It's about half the Big 18 is on the list, along with a bunch of other schools on here. Again, there's a grand total of 60. And, you know, if you remember last spring, all the craziness with taking over buildings on college campuses and tent cities and protests and all this sort of stuff, I'm going to assume that these 60 schools, and actually I could keep going here, Muhlenberg is on the list. I'm thinking, really? Muhlenberg? Lehigh and Lafayette. That's over, like, Allentown way. They're both on the list. Johns Hopkins is on the list. That'd be Baltimore. So there are Temple is on the list. Now, it's interesting. Pitt, Penn State, not on the list. Temple, yeah, I remember some shenanigans in Philadelphia last year. They're on the list. Now, what's going to happen with this? I don't know. You know, are they going to cut funding? Are they going to, you know, do? Columbia is supposed to be losing a ton of funding. And so now Columbia, allegedly the leadership, oh, no, we're going to adjust. We're going to change things, which, of course, some people at Columbia hate that. All right, because it's Columbia, New York City. All right, the craziness has already restarted at Columbia over, you know, Palestinian this, Israeli that, and all that sort of thing. Penn State's not on the list. Again, for whatever reason, things in the past year here were very quiet, which, I don't know, maybe that surprised me a little bit. There were a couple of protests, you know, the Allen Street gates, that's always where they go, you know, make signs, hold them up. Maybe there's an F word on the sign. Urgh, I hate that. There was a march at one point through downtown State College last year, but it went rather quietly. All right, they had their protests, they had their march. It didn't really last all that long. No tent cities, no windows broken, no buildings taken over. It was kind of quiet, which I find interesting compared to these 60 schools here that are all in this big long list. So let's see, you know, what happens now. Again, this is from the U.S. Department of Education. We don't know what those folks are going to do. And, of course, that's caused great debate. And we've talked about this a little bit before. I keep seeing virtually every story I keep seeing about this shrinkage of the U.S. Department of Education or possible elimination. They're all about the money. All right, the money the federal government hands out to schools and states and so on. Virtually all the stories are about the money. Now, we're going to say it again, I mean, and we've mentioned this before. There are tons of federal agencies that hand out money. All right, and there have been some follow-up stories. Well, student loans could be handled by this group. I don't know, funding for schools for, like, special education. A lot of that funding comes from federal government funding, special education. Well, that can come from this group, Department of Labor, Department of Commerce, Health and Human Services. So, in other words, this is not a money issue. This is more, do we really need this level of bureaucracy when it comes to education? Now, what they want to do is they essentially want to cut the workforce in half. And I'm doing round numbers from like 4,000 people to 2,000 people. And I've mentioned before, now this is a personal opinion, I don't think Department of Ed should be a cabinet-level position. Take it down. Do I think they should destroy it? No. Now, I know some folks, that's what they want, just like gone, totally gone. No. I think there's a use for things. It could be like research. It could be, you know, you keep people on and they're gathering data. And the idea is every state has a state department of education. If I think that's correct. All 50 of them do. And I've mentioned, again, in my old job, I used to work primarily with schools. So I talk to teachers. I talk to administrators. Occasionally, I might even talk to a school board member. And I bet if you did a quiet survey of all of those, the giant majority would say, yeah, we really would like the Department of Ed to go away because it's more bureaucracy, more red tape, more edicts, more hoops we have to jump through instead of us doing what we train to do, which is teach kids. I think that if the Federal Department of Education did disappear, I don't think it wouldn't take that long. I don't think people would miss it. Again, if the money issue goes to other outlets,
yep.
All right, I don't think anybody would miss the Department of Education, the Federal Department of Education. Now, they should keep people on to do research, and they might say, hey, in Utah, they're doing this thing, and it's really working well. You other states might want to check out, see what Utah is doing. Or, hey, we noticed that Vermont tried something and, oh, it really didn't turn out well. All right, you other states, you might want to avoid that. All right, that would be a good use of data, research, and so on a national scale. That would be great. Don't get rid of that. Keep that. But for some of the other stuff, again, No Child Left Behind was terrible. Now, this was during the George W. Bush administration. Oh, what a great idea. And we put a fancy name on it. No Child Left Behind. It was terrible. Teachers hated it because they would have to change their lessons because they would essentially, they always say, we have to teach to the test. And that would take weeks and months to teach to the test. Meanwhile, the teacher would really like to teach about this, and they couldn't because they couldn't devote the time to it. That's federal intervention for you. So, personally, one man's opinion, before we take a break, we'll get yours. If the Department of Education downscale it, go. Do it.
Yeah.
And I think most educators would be ringing the bell. Yes, please, get rid of it. And let, again, my three-word phrase, trust the locals. Would you please trust the locals to do their jobs? What do you think?
I completely agree. I also do think we've got to figure out, in conjunction with this, better ways of funding the schools. You know, we're talking about rural Pennsylvania, and I mean, there are school districts where you can't raise enough money. I mean, there is such a disparity between, let's say, State College Area School District, which just has a lot of resources available, and not blaming, I mean, why would you not take advantage of those resources? You're in Penn State's backyard, you have a lot of educated people with kiddos in the school district. It's a, relatively speaking, affluent community. So it's, you're not faulting the schools that are doing well and have the resources, but there are schools that are struggling. It's like, well, we don't have the population, And the population that we do have, we can't collect the real estate taxes that a state college can collect. And so we can't compete. Like, we believe in education. We want to offer the best opportunity. We're not going to be able to pay, certainly. And I'm not picking on state college. It's just that it's an obvious, you know, they do well educationally. And there are school districts that just somehow we've got to figure that out in a better way. And there's all kinds of proposals out there, and it's something that's been talked about for a while. We just got to get that figured out. The other part of this, though, and to go to your point with No Child Left Behind, and it's the same thing. I am in favor of looking at the merits of teachers, meaning that we ought to be able to come up with a, and it's going to be complicated, and I understand that, but there has to be a way to, and not just on test scores. That is not the way you, all right, this teacher is effective, this teacher isn't. Because, and if you talk to teachers, you know this, and even in the affluent and hottie state college area school district, a lot of times the difference, not always, but a lot of times the difference between the kiddos that are doing well and the kiddos that aren't doing well, it has to do with the home life. What are you coming home to? What type of support are you getting? Are your parents or parent, in some cases, are they, when you get home from school, hey, how'd your school day go, kiddo? Are they observing whether or not, again, you're seeing changes in behavior and attitude? Might there be something going on at school, whether it's bullying or isolation or just, again, self-perception? I mean, it might not even be anything else going on other than the kiddo is comparing themselves to what they're seeing on social media, to what they're seeing with other kids, and just not feeling great about things. All of that. But also, are you doing your homework, kiddo, or are you coming home to a house that maybe, you know, drug issues, maybe alcohol issues, maybe none of that, but just disinterested parents? It's all right, Junior, go play in your video games or whatever you're going to do. I'm going to be down here watching the TV and getting ready for my work day tomorrow. It doesn't matter what the teacher is doing at school. You could have the greatest teacher in the history of teachers, and if there is zero support, or even worse, like anti, you know, hey, you know, let's concentrate on coming down and watching this movie with me. Don't worry about your schoolwork, whatever it may be. Well, then it isn't going to matter. So, yes, I want it to be local focused. I want kids to have the best opportunity. I think we've got to work on figuring out, again, better ways to get the money to these schools in a fairer manner. But also, we have got to, and I don't know how you go about this, because every time we talk about, oh, what, you want the government to be in charge of parenting? No, I want parents to be parents. Right? Like, that's what we want. Well, how do you enforce that? I don't know. I don't know. You know, we're having Tom Holman is getting unnecessary abuse, my opinion on the unnecessary, for the illegal immigration cleanup that is going on in this country. And one of the big things that, you know, the we just need open borders and let anybody who wants to come in, come in. Most of these people are going to be good, for crying out loud. Let's ignore the small segment of folks that are doing horrible crimes and that are sending fentanyl in our streets. And we'll ignore that because, man, a lot of these guys are good eggs. But what we get is horror at the idea of separating these adults who are doing illegal things and their kids. And Tom Holman points out accurately, this happens every day in this country. A mom driving down the highway gets pulled over for DUI, we don't, all right, well, you got to send the kids to jail with the mom. What? No, that would be outrageous. Well, guess what happens? Mom and the kiddos get separated. This is, and it's horrible. I don't know what we do about this. I don't have the answer here, but you need parents. And I'm not just talking about criminal parents. I'm talking about parents who aren't doing their job in raising their kids and staying on top of them when it comes to academics and everything else, by the way. Let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Yeah, I hate to interrupt you guys. I mean, you cover a lot of ground in a few minutes. But you got to remember, it's not the DUI mom. It's the mom who sent the kid for a walk. That's part of your advertising.
Yeah.
And she was arrested.
Yes. Yeah.
So we get into the extremes. We go beyond, when we're in extreme positions, there's no agreement. Just chaos.
Yes, but, that's a great point.
You guys covered a lot of ground. I'm not familiar with it, but there's a university in New Jersey, and there's a Department of Holocaust, and I think they're tasked with defining anti-Semitism. So it's kind of it's not straightforward. It's not like you just hate people who are Semites, because if that was the case, if you discriminate against Palestinians, you would be an anti-Semite.
That's true, yes.
So it's more of a philosophy and or religion.
Yeah, the word...
So it's complicated. So they have this Holocaust department, and I think they're tasked with defining anti-Semitism.
Yeah, we have a lot of folks throwing that word around. And I think some of these folks don't really know what anti-Semitism is.
Yeah.
If it's anything that's anti-Jewish, anti-Semitism, and they just throw it right out. Well, is it? Isn't it? Yeah. There's a lot of gray area there. So.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call.
Thanks for your call.
We're going to open up the phone line again. Yes, we do this with a lot of different terms, too. Racism, it's like, you can be,
yeah.
you can have it, like Black Lives Matter. What, you're saying Black Lives don't matter? No, of course they matter. That's obvious. This organization is corrupt. There's a lot of problems with it. Well, if you're against the organization, you must be racist. Well, no.
No.
And we do this way too much, my opinion, in our society. We're coming right back.
The Fox. This is the Fox. Get the feeling. Whoa. This is the Fox.
Finally, the soundtrack of summer is returning to the airwaves here in Happy Valley. And it's doing so right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This year's Pittsburgh Pirates offer a mix of veteran stars.
Andrew McCutcheon has won it! They're going crazy! The Pirates have won this game!
in our life. We don't want people given jobs because of the color of their skin. Like, this ought to be obvious.